I can see why he may say that. We still don't feel like we gain a lot of respect that we may deserve. Maybe we don't deserve it. But at the same time, anytime you're going into a hostile environment on the road, such as Jacksonville Stadium, they're a very physical football team. It's a divisional game. And those games are always tough, especially on the road. So we're expecting it to be a very physical dog fight type of game.
There are attributes that attach themselves to teams. Jacksonville, physical. No matter what, you know you're going to get that. Pittsburgh, same way. I mean, they just kind of attach themselves.
Right.
You guys feel like you've earned that physical reputation over the last couple of years because you played the run stop, run the ball hard the last couple of years. I think that's starting to attach to the Tennessee Titans.
We know our identity. We define ourselves. We don't let outside teams, outside sources try to find how we play. Other teams definitely have their identity, and Jacksonville has been known for being a very physical football team. So we don't really, worry too much about what outside sources may view our team as. We go out and define ourselves, and we listen to one voice, and that's Coach Fisher.
At the end of the day, though, when you see the teams that you play, does it reestablish the fact that physical nature is what you guys do best?
The teams that we play, we go out and do what we do, regardless of who the opponent is. We go out and try to play solid offensively, running the ball, and defensively hard-nosed football. That's what we do, and we don't really worry about, what's going on in other locker rooms.
Why has blue collar been so good for this group? Everyone seems to have embraced it.
Well, I think it's part of being a professional. Blue collar workers tend to go about their job, handle their business, be responsible, be accountable. And that's something that we've all done well this season, and hopefully we can continue to have that type of chemistry throughout the remainder of the season.
What do you remember about that Week 1 matchup? It was quite a while ago, but do you have any thoughts on what played out in that game against the Jags?
Physical ball game. We don't expect anything less. Jacksonville is always going to come out and play us hard. Division games are always important just to establish, who's going to run, the AFC South. So it's going to be tough playing in their environment. They came here and got a loss, and I'm pretty sure they're going to want a little get back. So hopefully we can go out. I'm going to play solid football down there in Jacksonville.
What worked in that game? What did not work in that game?
Well, I think defensively we were able to eliminate that run game. I think they were held to under 35 yards rushing. And that's a huge compliment to our defensive line and our coaches putting together a good game plan. And that's a very solid run attack they have with Jones Jr. and Fred Taylor. So I think that's imperative for us to go out and try to eliminate the run and force them to become one-dimensional with David Garrard and force them to try to beat us in the air. And offensively, he did a good job of rushing the football. Vance did a good job at that point managing the ball game. And that's going to be definitely a big key in us getting another W on the road.
You guys are at the point of the season where you've seen teams a second time, most of the divisional teams. How much does that carry over? What do you take away from first meetings? I know teams change throughout the course of weeks, but is there stuff you can hold on to and bring into the Sunday?
Well, when you play them, a team early in the year, you play them every year, year in and year out, they're both, you're very familiar with them. They're familiar with you, you're familiar with them. So a lot of the tendencies don't change too heavily. It's a matter of who's going to play the most consistently. For 60 minutes, it's still blocking, tackling, running, catching the ball. All those things you have to go out and execute on Sunday. Whoever does those well will be the winner.
Coach Fisher said that there's just a few plays away from having a totally different record. Do you see that when you look at the film?
No question about it. The games they have lost, they haven't been blowouts. And the games they've won, they have dominated. So this is still a very good Jacksonville football team, and we won't take them back.